towers within us, which manifest. Now these are the undercurrents, which we cannot see. They are energies, which we cannot feel with our senses. But they do exist, and we can see their manifestation very clearly within us. For example, the first one on the left-hand side is for our existence. Whatever we have existed as before and today as we are, all that power came to us through this. Now, existence, you know, we exist. Nobody has question about that. We don't doubt that we do exist. But how do we exist? When you think, this earth is revolving with such a tremendous speed around itself, and there are billions and billions of stars around, and we are small little, very microscopic things compared to this earth, are stuck onto this earth very nicely, and even when we walk or move, we do not fall off. We are kept just there, even if the ocean, say the Atlantic, becomes slightly deeper than what it is, or Himalaya becomes slightly higher than it is, it can create an imbalance. When sun and moon keep their own styles quite all right, and so many shooting stars coming from around, they keep the distance and maintain the human life. It is really amazing the way God has placed us. I'm sorry, I have to use his name. God has placed us in such a beautiful circumstance, in such a secure place. And we are nothing but little, little things, absolutely Lilliputians, if you see that. And how kindly he has created us. And he makes us exist, not only that, but the desire to exist is the strongest in the human being. Except when he is possessed by some self-destroying forces. Otherwise, that is the strongest desire, and that's how we exist. And this is the force by which we exist. And this is the energy that makes us exist. And this is the energy when it comes to destruction, it also destroys. Because existence, the other side of existence, is destruction. If you have the light, then you can see the light all around, but when the light goes out, it is darkness. So, the destructive power is actually is the other side of the constructive power, we can call, or the existence within us. When this power goes out of us, then we are destroyed. The death comes to us. Death is very important. I will tell you later on why death is very important and where is our death placed in our being. So on the right hand side, we see another energy flowing, that is the aspect of God, which is created, by which we are created, by which we are made men and women, by which the whole universe is created, all the stars and the billions of all such bodies which are revolving, all are created by this power, and within us this power gives us the power to create, to think for the future, And this power comes to us by the force that God has within Himself, by which He creates. He also reflects within us that beautiful power of creation. It is best manifested in the human beings. In the lower animals, we can only see that they can create, recreate their own replicas, or we can say they can reproduce. But we cannot see, say, a dog painting something. It's the human being only who can reflect what God has created and produce something that looks like what God has created. Only human beings can think for the future. For example, the animals do not want to insure themselves anywhere. Only the human being insure themselves, their teeth, their eyes, their nose, I don't know what else they insure. So in the human beings, only this is manifested, the maximum is the creative power, which is on this side. You see, in the yellow line. Now the third power that is very unknown and nobody can explain how it works is the power by which we sustain ourselves, by which we have got carbon atom having four hands. We have got tetravalent and monovalent and different types of elements placed in the periodic laws of chemistry. Organic chemistry also, if you see, that also is arranged through the sustenance of a particular molecule or atom. In the human beings also there is sustenance, and is most manifested in the animal stage. For example, people are all the time genuine. They cannot play games. Only human beings are capable of being not genuine. If some animals are cunning, they too are nowhere compared to the cunning of human beings. And we can really be very good hypocritical people. We could carry on with all kinds of falsehood and show that we are not that. That means we are very well using this power to our best advantage. That the sustenance that we have, the sustenance that we should have within ourselves, the human beings should be able to express themselves the way they like, is a power of freedom given to them, whether they keep up their sustenance or not. We have got sustenance power, which is in a very simple way expressed in the Bible as 10 commandments. These are actually within us. We have achieved them through our evolution. We are the highest in the evolution. From amoeba to this stage, how we have come, why we have come, nobody can explain. Nobody can say how we have become human beings. And what is the necessity for a poor amoeba to suddenly become a human being? What is the need for an amoeba to be a human being? And then human beings do not know why are they here. What is their purpose? What are they supposed to do here? All this has come to us through this central power of sustenance. Now it has two sides. It has one side, on the left hand side is what we have been so far. We have been animals, we have been amoeba, we have been matter. And the second side to it is what we are going to be. Now there are many people who say that we have been animals, so what's wrong if we become animals? I mean, it's logical otherwise to look at, because logic can be quite blind. People say there's no harm in being animals. After all, we have been animals and now we have become human beings. Why not we become animals? Because it is natural to be animal-like. According to them, one side of nature is important. But the other side is that you have to evolve. The future. This is not the end of evolution. This is definitely to be known that it is not the end of evolution. The human beings have not evolved to their complete fulfillment. If they had, they would have known what have they to achieve. But still, they are trying to guess what must be the reason and where have we to go and what should we do. The evolutionary stage so far has come to you spontaneously. You didn't do anything about it. You do not even remember how you became human being. Can you imagine about 1 billion years back, you were nothing but something like, you can say, atom somewhere hanging in the air. And today you look like a complex, thinking, working, maneuvering human being. Now this evolution has come up to the stage where you are. And this evolutionary power has been given to us by God. He himself, his different aspect incarnated on this earth to give a new impetus, a new awareness within human beings to rise and to achieve their goal. One of the latest ones was Christ. Christ was an incarnation of God's innocence. And he came on this earth to give us an example of a spiritual being, by which Krishna was another incarnation who said that it cannot be killed, it cannot be blown off, it cannot be dead, and that eternal being you are. Christ proved it by his life, by his resurrection. All these people came on this earth to give us a lead in our evolution. Because we were weak enough, we could not take the lead ourselves. That's why God gave us this lead. Now, we are at this juncture when we are in this century, supposed to be up to date, 20th century people, and we are very capable of understanding lots of things which our forefathers did not. But we went wrong somewhere, definitely. When we started our life long time back, I should say, in the ancient times, we were absolutely primitive people. Now, in that primitive stage, when we started drawing, we came up to a point where we started thinking of God and started thinking of the powers beyond. Perhaps the powers beyond was always a thought working in the human beings from a very, very long time, because there was a sense of insecurity among the people who lived even in the forest and in that primitive stage. That fear built up in their mind an idea that there must be some power which is beyond this, which can control these horrible forces which are trying to trouble us. Now this control and this idea of control came into the awareness of human beings, though long time back, it took a form, quite a sensible form, later on. And they started thinking of God. They started thinking that there must be some God Almighty who would be able to protect us. And there must be some forces that are going to help us to overcome the agonies of nature where they are living. Because the atrocities of the nature were so much, people could not even, say, live for 24 hours without feeling frightened. They had to be worried about the rain that is going to drench them, about the earthquakes that was threatening them. All their lives were threatened by the calamities that may befall them any time. Naturally, you can come there, there is a place to sit down. It's all right. the calamities of the world and the atrocities, we can say that the adversities of life made people think of doing something about it. Now the whole evolution has worked on this point. When the fishes found that the food in the sea was not sufficient, nor they were safe any longer in the water, they asked for help within themselves. And an incarnation came, they say, which crossed the sea and brought them to the shore. Then the reptiles, when they found that the life was difficult, the existence itself was difficult for them, they sought their evolution to something else. In the same way today, at the modern point where we are, when we see all kinds of tensions coming up, when we see there are funny atrocities which we cannot explain, and we feel our existence being challenged, at this juncture, we have to evolve. We have to get out of it. We have to do something to get out of it. The first calamity of the modern times is tension. We are tense. Absolutely tense. For what? The more we have developed ourselves, the worse it is. People try to escape by committing suicides. People try to escape by taking drugs, by alcohols, this, that. But they cannot, they have to face life, and they cannot because they are not prepared for it. They think they are not equipped. While our forefathers were better equipped than we were. We may blame anything, but that is what has happened. The difference between the other problems, or the, we can say, the calamities of the nature, and the today's calamities, is very little, but can be very dangerous. The first one was brought by the nature and challenges. But today the calamities have come to us by ourselves. We have created these calamities in a very great wisdom. For example, we have created atom bomb. So created a monster. When we destroyed some people, it was all right. But when we saw the monster, we said, oh God, this is the one we created which is going to eat us all. It is not going to discriminate whether you are American, Japanese, or Chinese, or German. So we got a fright of that. So that's one atom bomb is one tension on our head. Then we started also developing ourselves. This started, with, of course, because we had to face life, and we found it was very difficult even to plow, or to have food sufficiently for us. There was no shelter, and we had to have houses, and we had to move from places to places, so we had to have cars, and we had to have railways, and we had to have, say, aeroplanes, and all these things of ideas of development came to us. But the idea of God was lost. We thought of God, in the beginning, philosophy was the most important subject. All the students were taught first philosophy. Then now economics is the most important subject. It's just the opposite of that. What happened that we started developing ourselves outside? The findings of the seers, the findings of the great incarnations, the teachings of the great scriptures and all that was lost, because they said, if you have to find your joy and happiness, you have to go within. But all the development was outside, and we forgot that balance. Even in the name of religion we did that. I can say about Hindu religion, you can take it. You can take about the Catholicism or the Protestants, or take Islamic and all these people. Religion meant that you should have many people congregated together, all right? Then you must have a building. You all must sit there, sing morning till evening, or do some sort of a circus there, listen to some sort of a sermon morning till evening, and then contribute some money to the church or to a, what we call a mutt in India, which in the Hindu temple, or you contribute to some other parasites who are living there in the name of God. Now to get money for this parasite, supposing you have to, say, donate £1 to your church, you have to earn at least, if you are not very miserly, at least £100. But supposing you are a miserly person, then you have to earn at least £1,000. So you must earn more. Even for the seeking that was to be inside, you had to pay. You thought by going to church or by going to these temples or going to these places, all your seeking will be finished and let us now develop. People actually negated God completely. Nobody thought that we have to seek God. We have to find Him out, not by these artificial methods of creating monasteries or temples or big organizations or sanghas and all those things, but by seeking Him within. In which scripture it is written that by monasteries you are going to get God? I mean, if anybody has misled, one can understand. But nobody said this. Neither the Islam, nor the Christians, Christianity, nor the Hindus. I mean, nowhere. Buddhist. If you say Buddha's teaching, he has never said that you form a monastery and then just have more people and more. All the time what he said, you have to meditate, and you have to meditate, and you have to meditate. Now, there is simultaneous. The creative power of God gave us, revealed to us, the knowledge of science. It is God who revealed to us. We cannot achieve it. He revealed to us this power. And why did he do it? I mean, we are much better off without it. Why did he do it? He did it because he thought you have no time for meditation. He thought it would be better for you to have these machineries to work for your job. He gave these powers to you. These powers were used by gods once upon a time, which came to you. And you started using them. Now, he said, all right, a housewife has to do too much work, all right, she should have an automatic kitchen, all right. She has an automatic kitchen. Then, what does she want? She wants to go for her hairdresser. Then where does she spend her time? Oh, she has to go for a ballroom dance. If there is some time, she's bored stiff, she goes to a pub in the evening. Then she's dead tired, she comes home, gets angry with everyone, sleeps off. That's the end of our seeking. That's the place where we reach when we are developed. I don't know if you would call this developed. Is there any maturity in this kind of a behavior? Have they ever paid any attention to themselves, to their self-seeking? Have they found out what is the self within, which is described by all the scriptures? Because the people who were in charge of scriptures just wanted contribution to the church, or contribution to the mutt, or contribution for some sort of a thing like that, or they'll have a jumbo cell. Have you got anything spare with you? Will you please spare for our church sale, because we have to send some money to a particular place. So the whole thing became nothing but a money-oriented business enterprise. I mean, God has nothing to do with money, I must tell you that, very frankly. God is something very different. He created us, He evolved us, and He wanted us to be a little steady about it. The way we jumped into these things, the way we ran after these things, we have become so materialistic now. The matter is sitting on our heads. We cannot do without many things. I mean, you could live much more simply without complicating yourself. But we complicated ourselves because we have developed. Now, so I create more cosmetics. So I must have beauty contest. So I must also create a diet for ladies because they must have a particular waist and something. Why? Every woman should look different. Then the sizes are given to you. You must keep this size, that size, that size. And everybody working, laboring hard to be that. Same with men. It is not, I mean, I would say men could be very foolish if it comes to that kind of a thing. So it worked out this way. The whole development came to nothing but stupidity. The way the people are engaged in different things very seriously, sometimes, you know, you feel you are in a lunatic asylum. It is most surprising how we are so much bothered about things which has no priority in our evolution. Now, how God has created problems for us, we should see here, it's very clearly shown. This side is the sun, that side is the moon. Now, the moon, as I told you, is responsible for our existence because moon governs our heart, and once the heart stops, we are finished. So we know we are going to die, one thing. That is definite. Anybody has doubts about it? What is most surprising, we forget it every moment. You see, that is what is the illusion part of it. So we forget every moment that we are going to die. But we are conscious. In the subconscious mind, we know that we are going to die. And on the other side, he has created another problem, is to give us the sun. So the sun has created the time. We know it's a limited time. You have to sleep in the night. You cannot work in the night. Otherwise, people would be working 24 hours the way they are mad. I can see that. And whenever you have a son of that kind, I've seen people are quite funny, you know. You don't know how to talk to them. They are at sea. You just can't talk to them. If you try to put things to them, they just can't understand because they are so overworked where the sun runs for such a long time. So the sun he created here for us to give us time. So the time and death, these two things were created for us to evolve. So a problem is created. Now the tension comes up. The first thing that people say to me, Mother, I can't sleep in the night. That's it. That's the problem. You cannot sleep in the night. If supposing you cannot sleep, what's the harm? Why should you sleep in the night? What is the need for you to sleep? Because you think by not sleeping, you are not giving rest to your body. But actually, you cannot face yourself. Your head goes mad. It goes on spinning, spinning, spinning. You don't know where are you going. Like I always say, like horns are coming out and going all around the world. You don't know where you are. You are just lost. You see? And this has come to us as a result of our thinking too much. We think too much. We go on thinking, thinking, thinking. And this thinking has come to us like I would say you must have Charlie Chaplin's picture, that Modern Times. You see, there was a man who was fixing up something on a moving thing. And he used to fix it up, and that belt used to move in his front like that fast. So he was fixing very fast. So even when he stopped fixing, he used to go on like this for a while, you see. So the same kind of inertia works, you see, and the mind starts. So too much of thinking, too much of planning, too much of this. All this has landed you in difficulties. Now, we would say, where did we go wrong? First, we did not understand what was the purpose of religious bodies, or we can say, what was the purpose of religion, which is the sustenance within us. The purpose of religion was to stabilize you, to stabilize you. It was just to make you a human being, and then to take you beyond. Like as we build a nice, beautiful aircraft, when we have to take off. And then the plane is perfectly all right, then we take off. But supposing we build an aircraft and go on building it, then we go mad. We have lost the purpose. And this is what happens. This is what happens with our own mind. That what we were doing, I'm supposing we want to build this building. All right, we build the building. Now use it. You have to come inside it. You have to sit here and you have to use it for some purpose. After all, why have you sustained yourself? Why have you got your human being personality within you? For a purpose. Now you have to ascend. You have to go higher than that. And this is the point we lost in our so-called developing ourselves. And we have gone to stupid levels. If you want to look back, you will be amazed that you were much wiser about 50 years back. So, in the result, now I would say, there are two types of countries, as you know, one are developing, another are developed. So the developing are following you up. Now you have developed and you are realizing it. And you are frightened. You're really frightened about it. Because by thinking, by your rationality, you have realized one thing, that you have gone wrong somewhere. Because what is lost is joy. Nobody is happy. Why did you develop? Nobody seems to be happy. today this, tomorrow that, you are going purchasing, shopping, coming home, tired again, you are going purchasing something, coming home, you are creating this, that, chairs, and tomorrow that, and nobody seems to be happy. The human relationships are the worst among all the animals of the world. Nowhere in the world you will find such horrid relationships existing as in the human relationship. As for example, I was amazed and shocked that I heard that in this country, which I regard as a very symbolic and a very wise country, that children are killed every week. Two children are killed by parents, by a battery. I mean, just think of it. Why even a lioness carries her children to seven places with her sharp teeth? I don't know how she holds them, their necks, and how she manages. And it is being openly said, the stupidity of the whole thing is that I have heard so many people saying, and even on the TV I have heard saying, that it's not natural to love your children. In human relationship, we have lost everything. We have lost the significance of love. We are cheating ourselves all the time. We have lost our genuineness. We have definitely lost ourselves somewhere. And we are so afraid and frightened of each other. While, do you know, all of you are the most beautiful flowers that God has created. Only after realization, when the vibrations start coming from you, the fragrance, then the others say, they enjoy it. Oh, Mother, it's beautiful. Come and see this gentleman. How nicely the vibrations are coming. That is possible only through your spontaneous evolution. And everyone will be seeking it, if not today, tomorrow. So why not short-circuit it? For example, my son-in-law is a very fine man. He's a very religious boy and he's a very good person. I must say he's a very good person. And he's very dharmic and balanced. So he asked me, Mother, is it necessary that that we should really go in for this realization? Is it necessary? I said, it is, absolutely. Because this is the point where you have to know your wholesomeness, your harmony, your balances. You have to relate yourself with the whole being. Supposing you avoid today because you feel all right with yourself, but you will come to me next life, then into next life. So why not short-circuit it? Why postpone it when it is possible? And I am sitting in with you in this household and still you do not want to have it. So what should I say to the human mind? I mean, otherwise he's a very wise man, he's very sensible. But the common sense is missing. The common sense is we must get it, we must have it. But the conviction of this has to come from inner search. I cannot force you that you come along have it. I can feed you, but I cannot digest your food. Even if I do that, I cannot enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. It is cooked for your enjoyment. It is given to you for enjoyment. I can put a little sweet words and I can tell you a story that you should take it. But you have to enjoy. Your tongue has to enjoy. You have to experience. I cannot experience for you because I am in that experience myself in complete joy. I have no problem. What I want, you should have that. Because the whole creation, the whole historical evolution that has taken place is for this today, at this moment, to have that. It is too noble. It is too noble. And that's why those who have been trying these tricks with others and saying that you can pay for it. I mean, I do not know how can you accept such a proposition. You cannot. It is an evolutionary process built in you. That's why it's Sahaja. Sah means with, Ja means born. It is with you. The whole system is built in you. It's all there. And the Kundalini, the one who is going to give you the realization, is sitting down there. You cannot do anything about it. All kinds of absurd things they teach you. And how do you accept? Because you are stupid. For example, somebody says, by becoming naked and dancing in Oxford Street, you will get to God. I mean, how could you believe? But there are people who believe in such nonsense. You cannot. There are many people in India who all the time taking God's name. God has run away from India because of that. Or by doing something, by organizing something, how can you organize God? It is an evolutionary jump which has been told to you that it will happen. Even Khalil Gibran, if you read, today I was reading, yes, I read. All this will be brought to you one day, and you'll be explained and convinced of it. So many people, a person like Khalil Gibran has read. He was not a prophet. Prophet has said it, all right, but he has said it. Lao Tse has said it. All these people have been saying that a day will come when you all will know, all have to know, because that is the way it is. If one person knows, supposing I am there, what's he doing? But if many will know, then only it will have its fulfillment. And then only you will have your fulfillment, that you become a hollow personality, absolutely a hollow personality. And the dynamic starts flowing through you, that divine love. When I say love, people get afraid, because God is nothing but love and the truth and the joy. You'll be amazed that after knowing that, you will think so far whatever I have known was nothing. He has all the powers. Even a leaf does not move without his orders. Take it from me and you can experiment for yourself. How he works and how his things are. He has already made you a beautiful instrument. But even the people who are seeking God, when I take the name of God, they shudder. They would prefer to have me tell them that stand on your heads, your body will be reduced in weight. This is not God. This has nothing to do with God. Whatever is your function in life, whatever is your profession, wherever you are going to be blessed. Now, there can be a mango tree, there can be another tree which bears no fruits, there can be another tree which has got coconut. All these trees are sustained by the sap in them. In the same way, God might have made you differently, you are built up differently, but the same thing is going to happen everywhere and you are going to get it this way. There is no other way. There is the germinating force placed in the triangular bone, and you can see with your naked eyes the pulsation of it. It is very difficult, you see, to convince people of it. But the simple thing is, if you are asking it, you will get it. Be a little less complicated and give up your this disbelief business. You see, after all, you have to believe in yourself. Actually, the faith is not in yourself. That's the basic problem. By rationality, by thinking, it will not work out. It is a spontaneous thing. With some people it works out just like that. With some people it does not. Now, if it does not work out, say for example, some people do not get vibrations. Maybe there is something wrong with them physically, mentally, or maybe something wrong with their background. Maybe they have gone out of the way to spoil themselves, to destroy themselves, their instrument, without having any knowledge about it. Anything is possible. In that case, I mean, you don't have to bother about it. It has to be worked out. It has to be remedied, and it will be done. Now, many people who get cured also with Sahaja Yoga, the other day I went to the doctors and then they started saying that, is it only for curing? It is not at all for curing. It is a byproduct. When the integration takes place of this germinating power going up through the seven centers, these centers are created within us by different elements. These are the essences of the elements. And through this integrates all the elements within us, and this is the one which is the mind. Now the mind, idea of mind is very much bigger than what we know of. It means subconscious mind, it means your supraconscious mind, it means your conscious mind, and is the superconscious mind. Once it enters into it and opens this out, first thing that will happen, that you enter into the subtler existence of your being, which is the collective consciousness. Now, to understand it, I always give a simple example, is that you all are, say, are like pearls, and there is a thread going through all of you, but you are not yet connected by that thread. Supposing if your threads are connected, then you can go onto your thread and you can feel everybody else. Collective consciousness is to be felt and seen. You'll be amazed that if you get 10 children who are realized here and you ask them to find out what are his vibrations, her vibrations, and you put close their eyes and make them blind and they cannot see anything, and then ask them where is the catch, they'll say, all of them will say this finger. Now this finger means this center here on the right hand side. All these fingers then start acting. Your whole body becomes the instrument. They start telling you, oh, it's here, it's here, it's here, or it's here, where is it? So these are the seven centers we have got here. One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and this is the seventh. These are the seven centers that are shown here. This is the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Now, what are these centers? How they do our character building? How they act within us? What are their functions? Who are the deities on them? How to please the deities is another subject on which I'll be speaking next time. But now, if you have any questions, you can go ahead. But some people have told me that, Mother, don't allow them to ask questions. Only the negative people ask questions, because the other day we had 2-3 people who really took about 30 minutes asking me questions. And when we went to them for realization, we don't want it. So I said, why have you come here and wasted 30 minutes of all the people, you see? So I don't know what to do. This way I can't understand human beings, you know, that's the problem. So if there is any question which is sensible, you should ask, because I don't want when the rising of the people. The amount we are sustained, the amount we have gone into is developed up to this one, but there is still a gap. You see, we have to still cross the gap. So, in our central nervous system, whatever we have achieved so far through our evolution is shown here. That is the parasympathetic nervous system. But what we have to achieve later, there is still a gap. And that gap is our further evolution into a higher personality. Alright?
Are these just
Not at all symbolic. These are the powers inside. You can see them very clearly. When they start moving, you will be amazed to see the way they move in your back. You can see their movement, and you can see the contraction of your muscles also. These are energies. You see, you do not see any energy flowing into it, but these are energies, and these energies do this work. And ultimately, whatever we achieve through it is expressed in your central nervous system, which is behind it. Now, this is this. These express two sympathetic nervous systems, left and right, and this expresses the parasympathetic. And the one which is the central nervous system, by which we are aware of things, you see, is enlightened later on when we are realized, and then we start feeling it in our hand only, on our fingers. It becomes a conscious achievement. We are conscious of it. Nothing symbolic. It's absolutely there. It works out.
So then, when one through the vibration, also know what action is trying to take.
Yes, very much, very much. But I would say this way, that when some people say that, Mataji, self-realized means everybody thinks they have become Buddhas. No, they do not. You see, Buddha's life is very ancient. It's not only once time when he was born. You see, he's an ancient personality. In the same way, you are also all ancient. You have been seeking and seeking in previous lives. That's why you are here today. Now, what happens? That you are reborn. You become a realized soul. This you are